The electronic rock band LCD Sound System staged an elaborate farewell concert at New York's Madison Square Garden in 2011. Thousands of fans from around the world came to see it. 5 years later, the band reunited for a comeback tour, and now they have a new album. It's called American Dream. Will Hermes has our review.
You know, even by the standard of today's news cycle, LCD Sound System's whiplash turnaround time from retirement to reunion seems suspicious. I danced at their farewell show. I even cried a bit. And that closure feels cheapened a bit by this new album. However, the fact that the band still sounds absolutely in their prime makes me feel better. Everything that's defined LCD Sound System is here, including the arch, darkly philosophical lyrics, and the sound, which taps into a sweet spot of art rock, new wave, and synth pop from the 70s and 80s. It's not derivative, but the echoes of Brian Eno and David Bowie are unmistakable. LCD started around 15 years ago in New York City, when rock had a resurgence. They reminded people electronic dance music and rock weren't enemies. They actually sound fantastic together. LCD's great theme has always been growing older in youth-fixated music culture. Bandleader James Murphy is 46, and he's still a man out of time, rebuilding classic styles like an old-world artisan. Every love and fame is the same thing. It's all touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me. On the single Tonight, he complains about modern pop music, fully aware he must sound like his mother. And luck is always better than skill at things. We're flying blind. Oh, good gracious. I sound like my mom. But this music is fiercely intergenerational, rooted in modern electronic music, but looking back to punk rock and even doo-wop. LCD Sound System have decided not to retire. And good for them. None of us ever get younger, and no one should ever age out of the need to dance.
Will Hermes reviewed LCD Sound System's new album, American Dream. Will's the author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.